let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. I'm singing all day.
Has anybody met a person always out of time? I mean, just always late or always jumping the gun on something. Do you know what time it is? Huh? They might want to do a great thing, but at the wrong time. Then what would you do if somebody knocked on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, I got a pie for you. And they just started ringing your doorbell with that pie. You just say, well, thank you so much. Come on in. Well, the pie is a nice gesture, right? But maybe the timing's a little bit off, right?
Yes.
It's good to do the right thing. But please, do it at the right time. Somebody say timing. Okay. I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything, there is a season and a time of every purpose under heaven. There's a time for it. What does that mean? Well, to some things, there's a time for it. To some things, there's a time for it. Oh, to worldly things, there's a time for it. To biblical things, there's a time for it. Everything. There's a time for everything. What does that mean? Listen, if I were your pastor and all I did was pray, I'd be out of the word, right? And I'd be missing it, and you would fail. If you came in here and you expected to get a good teaching on Wednesday night or another night, and then we just got up here and say, oh, we're just going to pray. Oh, our Father who art in heaven. There's a time for it. Everything. And some people want to get caught up in their little bit of stuff, their little thing, and run it all, and wear it out. Somebody say, stuff does get old. That's why God says his mercies are new every morning. God likes, he's a renewing God, amen? He likes to do new things. He likes to renew things or do things in a different way. There's a time for everything. That's like somebody running around prophesying all the time. You know, you do a service there. Every time you see them, they got to prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. Somebody say, there's a time for everything. Do you know what time it is? Well, there's a time to dance. There's a time when you don't dance. Glory to God. There's a time to sing. Time not to sing. Somebody say, timing. And it's all God. Isn't that great? It's not enough just to have a gifting. And it's not enough just to have an anointing. But you got to have brains to know what time it is when to use it. Amen. Nothing worse than somebody boasting in a gift at the wrong time. Amen. What time is it? And that's the same thing for churches and ministries. Trying to pull things off and trying to do things at the wrong time. It's a nice thing, but way past time. People preaching messages. Wrong time. Missed it. It was nice 20 years ago, but that's not the time. Now's not the time for me to hear that. What time is it now? Some people want to minister stuff to you, old stuff. Well, that's what they gave me 40 years, and bless God, I'm going to give it to you. Time. Some messages are timeless, but the presentation of those messages and the application of that message may change. So to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. When you go to work, there's a time to work. Yes, there's a time to bust your butt. There's a time to stop. Time to everything. And if you're doing something, and anything in extremes is off. Anything in extremes is off. Now, Jesus said he came to preach, to teach, to heal the sick, and do all those things, right? But he didn't do that all the time. He also went off to pray. He also cooked fish. He took a little bit of time to walk on water. Amen. He did things. Well, certain people think that he was like that all the time. Always, there was a time to beat people with whips. Somebody say, that was time for that. Well, does that mean that he did that all the time? No, at the right time, he did the right thing. Amen. Well, you get people that are out of sync. When it's time to work, it's time to work. Then we flow in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, we got to learn some things in balance. And put some things in perspective. Now, if we're sitting up here in our office, now we flow and we enjoy, we're Christians or something like that, but when it's time for us to work, amen, work. When it's time to clean out the back storage room, and this is a church, we're not laughing and rolling on the floor and getting our hair all dirty in the dirt. The Holy Ghost told us to clean the back room. That's what time it is. I don't want to hear no word of prophecy at that time. It was time to do that, amen? Do you know what time it is? Look at your watch. You know, it's not saying you're putting God in a box. You're not putting God in a box. Listen, God is too big to get in a box, but he's too big also to stay out of a box at times. He can do anything he wants to do. Somebody says, well, you can't do an agenda with God. Oh, yes, you can. He can tell you way in advance. And that's not a box. There's a time for that. So to everything, there is a season, and to every purpose under the heaven, and a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to sow seed. Amen. Somebody say, it's time to do that. If you know a person, you know, somebody always taking. Anybody know takers? Somebody always harvesting from you. Somebody always harvesting. Me. You might want to look at them and say, man, isn't it time to plant a little bit? Anybody tell people, isn't it time for you to do that? Amen. Isn't it time to have a little balance? Time. All right. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak. I like that one. Somebody say, sometimes it's just time to shut up. Hallelujah. Maybe we should highlight that scripture. Anybody just rolls in the car? And you're trying to, you know, you're just trying to gather your thoughts a little bit. Some of my best friends, I can just drive with them. And you don't have to say anything in the car. Sometimes you enjoy talking, but you can just look out in the window. Not saying, doesn't mean you're mad. You just don't have to say anything. Somebody say, I'm going to practice. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7. There's a time to say something. There's a time just to be quiet. Somebody say, have you read that scripture? That goes both ways. There are some people that talk too much. There are certain people that don't talk enough. Amen. There is a time to speak. Let people know where you're coming from, how you're doing. Let people know where your heart is. Somebody say, a time to speak and a time to shut up. Going on. A time to love, a time to hate. Well, we don't want to hate anybody, amen. A time of war and a time of peace. Somebody say, times. And we want to talk about time because some people don't understand time. Some controllers know nothing about time. You want to find a controlling person, the first fruit of a controlling person, they're always messing up time. They're always doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Either they're extremely early or extremely late. Time. Because one thing you'll never be able to control is time. You can manage time, but you'll never be able to control time. You can't control seasons. God does what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. Amen. You just got to learn to flow with it. You can't control that. You know, you catch controllers. There's a season, I mean, when people need to be just standing in faith, amen, and believing God. And a controller wants to just go off and run their own little tangent. Nothing's working. I mean, their confession, all that stuff, all the heebie-jeebies and stuff is not going. Nothing's going on there, amen. It's just old. Everybody's just sick of it. They're still just going right on, out of time. There are certain people that are spiritually out of style. There are some people that are spiritually out of style. God gives graces. Some things never run old. Did you know that? There are certain things with God that will never get old. But God's got a full bag of things to show us and allow us to experience. And we don't control those graces. We leave ourselves open to any grace that God wants to do, but we roll with it. There's graces of joy. There are waves of healing. Now, we can always receive healing. Somebody say, thank God for faith healing. Amen. We can always get healings. But in the 40s, there was a great wave of supernatural healing. Then after that, grace wave kind of dwindled out a little bit. We were still believed in healing, but we didn't see the kind of healings that that wave of grace gave to the body of Christ. Was something wrong? No. Then you got Looney Tunes that just try to play it on, out of style. Still trying to move in something where there's no grace to move in. And that's how we got those little hearing aids. Brother Branham would get words of knowledge, and people would get healed. And then that wasn't happening anymore, so they started putting little hearing aids in their ear, and cheating, and false stuff came in, trying to manifest a false gift. Well, when the grace was on, that stuff was real, and that stuff was happening. But God decided to do something to focus on a different area. Was God mad? No. He was just focusing on a different area. He's always doing something. He is. He's always doing something, and we can't be afraid when he's doing something different. We leave ourselves open to everything he's previously done, and we don't panic. We just catch the next wave. It was a Baptist guy from Saddleback Church or someplace out there in California that said this one thing, and man, he nailed it. This guy nailed it. He said, listen, we don't make waves. We catch them. And the art and the talent about catching waves is you catch that wave. Somebody said, Californians know how to surf. I used to live there. Amen. You catch the wave and you ride it in. And then you just wait for the next one and catch the next one. See? You find out where the waves are and you catch the waves of God and get in them. It can get the same way with joy. How many of you love joy? I love supernatural Holy Ghost joy. But I tell you what, it's not the same thing it was. It's not the same thing it was. Does that mean we got wrong? No. I mean, when I got touched in Ronnie Howard Brown's meeting about 7 or 8 years ago, amen, woo, it was great. It was wonderful. God's still doing that for certain people, but the grace may be different. Even Brother Hagin, praise God for Brother Hagin, right? He said he received several commissions. He said God told him, one, to teach faith, and he taught faith, and there was a great grace on faith when he taught faith. Then he said God told him to teach people the move of the Holy Ghost and the flow of the Spirit. So he did that. And then he said he's got one more and final assignment. God told him to teach the glory. My goodness. The glory. Signs in this last wave where the glory of God would come in and you'd start to see the miraculous. We'd start to enter into the miraculous. I mean, strange things start to happen. Amen. That's the way he's going. And does that mean he's not teaching faith anymore? No. No. He's still teaching faith, but maybe not to the same level. Does that mean he's still not flowing in the Holy Ghost? No, he's always flowing in the Holy Ghost. And the joy is always happening. But he's heard God and he knows what time it is. There's nothing worse about churches that are out of style. Amen. And there's nothing more putrid than, you know, the last place to be, the worst place to be, the most dangerous place in the world to be is a place where God last moved. Because they're the ones that think they know it all. Amen. Y'all remember that style when everybody was just spraying their hair up right in the front and tweaking it to one side? How many of y'all wore that style? Amen. They would just spray it right smack up. Maybe it was just on the East Coast. The New Jersey girls would do it. And they would blow it here. It looked like a dog. They would blow the hair, hold the hair here, and blow it and spray it with hairspray. And there would be this long, straight hair, and it would stick out on the side and then come straight down. How many of you had it? I can look at your face and tell you which ones had it. Well, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. You can sense it in your spirit. Amen. You can sense it in your spirit. You know, you don't have to work anything up that God's doing. Amen. That is a lack of faith. Amen. That is a lack of faith. That is a lack of faith. Somebody say out of style.
Out of style.
Out of style. We grow up and we mature and we get on to greater and stronger and broader things. And every once in a while, God will do an oldies night. Amen. He'll bring back an old wave. I like that. That's what it's like. You know, we do things differently. You know, you think, well, we're way beyond that. And all of a sudden, his anointing and grace will come into place, and he'll plaster us all, and we'll all be drunk in the Holy Ghost. It's like oldies night. Amen? Amen. I mean, y'all ever gone to a 50s dance? How many of you just every once in a while turn on the oldies 80s station? You know, you just go back. Every once in a while, some of you, sorry that you're not so spiritual. I mean, if y'all are that spiritual, get over it. Every once in a while, you can listen to the Supreme. You just got to hear some Supremes. Amen? Yeah. Somebody say, go back. Well, that's the same thing with the Lord sometime. He might be doing a new thing. There might be a supernatural grace on the new thing that God is doing, and we got to be in that. But every once in a while, to liven things up, he'll just throw something in that happened a long time ago. And I was wondering what everybody was talking about when I was at the Church of God in Christ. All them old saints would get up there and they say, well, I went to that meeting in that dirt floor. And they went, how many ever heard that? And I went in there and the power of God hit me in the back of my head. It knocked me out of my seat and rolled me down to the front of the church. Amen? Yeah. And I was thinking, well, man, I didn't get it like that. I didn't, but does that mean that was a grace from God? There was a grace from God. I mean, God would come and they'd not. And that's where, do you know that's where we got the term holy rollers? The anointing of God was so strong, you get up to dance and shout, your butt was knocked to the ground, and you rolled all the way to the front, and it was all God. It was all. I had a friend that went to a Pentecostal church one time, and this guy wasn't Pentecostal. He was dating this Pentecostal preacher's daughter. And he takes her to, she takes him to her dad's church, and he said these people just went off. And he hadn't been used to it, amen. It's kind of like sitting beside one of these on a wild night here. And he said he was just sitting on the front row. He said there was no way he was going to turn around with some of the sounds he was hearing. He said he heard all kind of stuff, chickens and everything. I mean, he said he heard a little bit of everything. He said he felt like he was at a circus, zoo, amen, farm, all put together. And he said the last thing he was doing, he said it happened all of a sudden. He said they all seemed normal, then all of a sudden they all just checked out. You know, and he was trying to tell me, and he said all of a sudden he just heard this sound, and he didn't know what the sound was. You know, it was a weird sound, different than all the rest of the sounds. He was sitting on the front row, and he heard all that noise. All of a sudden, he'd hear something go thump, thump. Every couple seconds, he'd hear a thump, and he heard boom, 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 boom. And he said it just kept getting louder and louder and louder. Then all of a sudden, he just felt something hitting him at the back of his legs, and he thought it was the Holy Spirit or something. He said, now it's getting me. He didn't know what it was, but he lifted up his feet, and his sister comes rolling out from under the pew. She had rolled from the back of the church all the way to the front of the church. Amen? Somebody say, holy rollers. I wouldn't mind having that once or twice. That's an oldie, amen? Does that mean that we all got to do it that way? But that was a grace at that particular time. I told somebody else, I love laughing in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing worse than trying to laugh when nothing's really funny. Look at somebody and say, it ain't funny no more. I mean, it was cute a while back, but it just ain't funny no more. Amen. You ever met a person trying to tell a joke, and they told so many, none of them funny, amen? And they're still cracking the jokes. That's when they go pulling down lampshades and stuff. Somebody say, not funny no more. Well, that's the same thing with people trying to flow and stuff. It's as the Holy Ghost. See, there was a grace where God wanted to fill the body with joy. That was a grace. That was a supernatural grace. He used to do that way back in the 40s. Then he pulled it back in the late, mid-80s. He called Brother Rodney Howard Brown and out there in Toronto. It was poured out, and there were several people that were flowing in this supernatural joy. And I've been to meetings. You tell me, I tell you what. I don't care what anybody says. The anointing of the Holy Ghost was definitely different. I mean, the Spirit of God. I went to Brother Rodney Howard Brown's meeting. I sat in his meeting at Sam Carr's church in Shreveport. And, man, you could literally, I mean, it was just something. And then the time went on. Amen. We were even flowing in it. And it was great. And it was the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and it was wonderful. Years down the road, amen, I come here to Houston, and Brother Rodney comes to Houston. It was wonderful. It was nice, but it wasn't the same. Did I grow cold? No. Did God grow cold? No. He's just mixing another drink. Yeah. He likes variety. He likes variety. So don't get stuck. Somebody say, don't get stuck. God's got a lot of emotions. He got a lot of stuff. Amen. Stick with the Word. The Word never grows old. Amen. But the manifestations may change. And you'll enjoy them all. Somebody say, ride it out. And you notice how many sins, and that's how people, now what we're trying to bring you in on is we've heard people that have leaders in the move, leaders in the joy movement, leaders in the wave of the Holy Ghost teaching these things, and we had a war. Thank God for inside connections. We had brother, I don't think anybody had stronger meetings than Brother Hagin when it came to joy. And Brother Marty Blackwiler would travel with Brother Hagin. And if anybody knew what was going on, Brother Marty would, that was his musician. Somebody say, you always stay tight with your musicians. And they let us in on some stuff. They said, look, brother, keep a good church, keep a Holy Ghost church, keep a strong church, but don't get off in any extremes. He said, way back, and sometimes deliverance was really hot. You know, people were getting delivered. People are still getting delivered today. Devils are coming out. But there was a grace on deliverance a while back. Wind whirling and different people, and they would have, I mean, the anointing of God was so strong. I guess the time came, God just said, I'm just sick of everybody being possessed with devils. They all got to come out. That's just it. And he sent a special dose of deliverance power. Amen. Well, that wave of deliverance went on, and I believe that was early 60s, around the 60s, you know, 60s, and traveled all the way through like mid-70s, right before the Word movement, the deliverance movement came. And if you go through town, like a lot of times you'll go through inner cities or something like that, and you'll see little churches almost boarded up, Deliverance Temple, amen, Deliverance Temple. What does that mean? It's somebody that thought that was all God was doing. thought that all was God doing. They didn't want to hear anything about faith. They didn't want to hear anything about joy. The only thing God could do is deliver them demons, get those devils out. Amen. Somebody say, God can do much more than this. He's in season. Well, what does that mean? When we started speaking that, we started prophesying that and bringing that into our body, well, you can take that for yourself in abundance-wise in financial areas, that God can always do much more than that. But you can also take that with manifestations of the Spirit. God can do much more than this. Amen. Don't get afraid. People got scared. You mean, oh, we get to do more than just baptize people? Well, that's just going to shut down. There's just no more fun. You're going to take all the fun out of it. You know, we just thought we get them saved, and then we take them to church, and they get baptized, and then we all cry. Somebody say, God can do much more than that. God can do much more than just getting you baptized in the Holy Ghost one time. Somebody say, much more. See, well, it's the same thing with the wave of different things that are coming out. You get touched with supernatural joy. Everybody should experience that. But he can do much more than that. Don't you just plan and then just laughing and rolling. God can do much more than that. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss what God is doing. The people that usually miss the next wave are the people that are stuck in the last one. And they just camped out. Amen? Do you know it was most of the Pentecostals that couldn't receive the word of faith message because they thought all God was doing is speaking in tongues. You know, just speak in tongues, and then somebody started teaching faith. Oh, no, we're going to stay right here. It's just tongues. They missed the whole thing, holding on. They didn't idolize that one little manifestation. We idolize our God, amen? We idolize Jesus Christ, and we worship him, but we don't idolize any manifestation. Say, manifestations, go, come, whoop-de-doo, gone. Always stays the same. I told somebody else, somebody wants us to come do some Holy Ghost meetings in Humble. I said, sure, we'll come do Holy Ghost meetings. I said, but I'm the only preacher that you know that preaches against some of the things that happen. I say it's not God. I'm not like preaching against it, like saying that's not God, amen. But I'm not preaching saying, hey, that's the only thing God can do, amen. You get some people that get off in extremes. You know, they go to church, and that's, you know, they, as long as I get a good laugh and everything's okay, well, you're going to need more than just a good little laugh. Amen. Losing your house, laughing. Ha, 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 ha. I know the word will keep your house. Amen. Somebody say a season and a time for anything. And when you get mature, and when you grow up in the Spirit of God, amen. Somebody say acceleration of time. Is anybody catching me? Can anybody catch me on this? Can you catch where I'm going? See, this is what's so exciting. Somebody say balance. Balance. See, balance goes like this. See, some people just cut it all out. And they can only deal with one thing at one time. But listen, in the acceleration of time, the Holy Ghost wanted me to share. How many ever heard that God, there's going to come a time when the harvester overtakes the sower? Yes. What does that mean? Things are happening so fast that you can start to live season-wise multidimensionally. Somebody say multi-dimensionals. How many are glad you heard the message on multi-dimensions? Amen. How many of you were laughing too hard and couldn't hear what God was saying during that time? Amen? But if you heard, you'd understand what we're talking about. But there is something God wants to do, something that God is doing when he's talking about seasons and time. Look at somebody say time. 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 Say it again. Time. God deals in time. We had one service where the Holy Ghost prophesied to us and he said, look, time is on our side. Time is on God's side. So time works for you. Say, time is my servant. Now listen, I want to catch you up on certain things so we know this. Listen, in the process of time, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, in the process of time, it came to pass. Somebody say, process of time, it came to pass. That's it. There's a process of time. Somebody say, you're working some time. When you go to jail, they say, you're doing time. Let me tell you what, everybody's doing time. Amen. Everybody's doing time. You are linked to a season. You are doing time in that season. And when it's talking about the process of time, there is something that God is working within you during that time. Something he's trying to teach you, something he's trying to tell you, amen, something he's trying to bring you. Your time or your season, somebody say seasons, equal appointments. Now in the Bible it says that he said there was a season, but well, God doesn't look at seasons like seasons. Seasons are just appointments to meet God. Say seasons are appointments to meet God. So whatever season you're in, you got to find God in that season. Isn't that easy? What am I to do in this season? Find God. Find out what he's saying, what he's doing, how he's moving. Okay? So seasons, it said, in the process of time, it came to pass. All right. Now listen. Genesis chapter 17, verse 22. I'm building my case because this is going to help somebody. This is going to help some people tonight. Genesis chapter 17, verse, why don't we go 21. Listen, when you start something with your faith, okay? When God starts stuff with you, do you know God starts stuff every now and then? When you get around the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he'll start something. He's always starting something. You ever met people that are always starting something? God is always starting something. He's a creator. Say, he's starting something. Listen, when you ask and petition God for anything, okay, that's up to you when that thing comes to pass, how you work it. But there are certain things that God starts with you. And the things that God starts with you, he has them timelined. The timeline. There are certain words that went over your life, and certain words go out over your life. But in that word, there's a time frame for that word. There's a time frame. Now listen, it says in Genesis chapter 17, verse 21, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Somebody say, set time.
Set time.
Shake somebody and say,
set time.
God says, I know the plans. I know the plans that I have for you. Well, plans means it's calculated. There's a set time. There's a set time. You got some set times. How many glad about that? How many glad about your set time? Well, I said, what do you mean, God? God said, look, there are certain things that people are dealing with that just time. I don't care where they're going to be at, how they're going, what frame of mind they're going to be in. It's just the set time I'm going to bring them out. It's just the set time I'm going to bless them. Somebody say,
time.
When God had enough. God has enough in many different ways. He just get enough of you crying and moping sometimes, just blesses you. That doesn't mean you cry and mope. But there's a time when God doesn't want to mess with you, and he deals with that. There's a set time that you can provoke him as well. Somebody say, set times. He said, at this time, next year she'll do this. And he left off talking with him and went up from Abram. So God had a set time when he said that he would do this thing for Abram, right? So what God promised you, this is why you got to learn to walk in faith.
Amen.
This is why you got to learn to walk in faith and be mature. Amen. God's not a man that he should lie. It's just a set time on it. And that when you know there's a set time and you find out what the timing of God is, he'll tell you. You'll know. When you find out what the timing of God, nothing will move you. He said it. It's going to be set time. Fear nothing. Nothing going to happen before the time. And listen, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Say, is anything too hard for God? Okay. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Timing might not be when it's easy. The set time has nothing to do with convenience. You've got to know the seasons and the times of God. Jump on down to Genesis chapter 21, verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the what? What time was it? When did it happen? When did it happen? It said Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son of his old age at the what? Which God had spoken. God said it and timed it and came through. God's got your blessing. Not only did he speak your blessing, but he dated that thing. He dated your blessing. He dated your deliverance. He wasn't moved when it looked like you were ready to give up. God said, no, in just a couple weeks, it'll be over. When you were going through your stuff, there was a set time. God knew when you'd be out. See, when God speaks his stuff over you, before the time he calls it as though it is. Amen. Somebody say, set time. He believes in his timing. When it's time, I'll come forth. Glory to God. There's a set time of your abundance. There's a set time for Nations Church to do what it's supposed to be. Somebody say, set time. And look at somebody else and say, I don't care what time it is right now. I'm right on time for what God wants to do with me now. That's all that matters. You be on time for your blessing today. Mercies are new every morning. You got to find out where to apply it. Set time. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about what you got in your wallet. Amen. What you got in your wallet will meet your need today. But when you need more, that's set time. You'll be there. People are wondering, well, my job's not right. Don't worry about it. There's a set time for the better one. Amen. You're set up for now. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He'll prepare a way for you. You got it all together right now. And for the more to come, it's set up already. It's already done. There's a day mark. It's a deliverance day. There's a day mark. You know, it's like UPS. Every once in a while, you need to punch in your numbers and, you know, and get your package code. With UPS, you can check in every now and then. You can check in every now and then. When I get packages, I like my package. I don't care how much it costs. I want it next day. You know, if I ordered, I give you my money. I want my product. Don't you hold my product for 7-14 days. No, you got my money. You send it next day. And even though I know it's coming next day, I'm going to check the computer and push my numbers in. I'm going to find out where it is. Right now, I know it's over the air here. I know where it landed. I know when it packed it. Somebody say, track it. Track it. Know where it is. He's better than UPS. It's going to be there when he said it should be there. None of his flights are late. Amen? And you can rest assured in the timing of God and never fear. What does that mean when storms are raging outside? You can be, no matter. I'm going to be on time. That means just going to be a faster jet. You're going to be right on time. Worry not, fret not. Amen. It'll be there. There's just a set time. Amen. All right. Turn to Exodus. Chapter 9, verse 5. Look at somebody and say, what time is it? God's going to confirm this message with timing. Here's a time. Look at this. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, he said, at this time, he made an appointment. He had a Franklin planner. And he opened his Franklin day planner. And he said, listen, I'm going to take care of that. And I'm going to make me an appointment to take care of this. So some people think they're getting over on some stuff. That's why you don't worry about your enemies. You don't worry about stuff. God will set an appointment for it. The moment that you ask, he makes the appointment. You can say, it's done. Amen. The moment that you pray, the moment that you talk to God about it, he sets the appointment. So he opened his Franklin planner. He said, look, I'm going to set a time for it. Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did the thing on the morrow. Somebody say, he did. What he said he's going to do. Yes, he did, didn't he? Yes, he did. And all the cattle of Egypt died. But to the cattle of the children of Israel, not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one cattle. So God had a time that he moved on Pharaoh. He made an appointment. He made an appointment. He made an appointment for bondage. Now, we know that bondage may represent, when we talk about bondage and debt and lack and people are trying to hold you back. Well, God set an appointment. He set an appointment to their lack and to their bondage and to their enslaver and to their slavery. He said, tomorrow I'm going to do this to your bondage. Amen. How many believe God? How many believe God in that area? How many believe God in that area? Amen. How many would like God to move for you in an area? Somebody say, tomorrow I'm going to deal with that. That's fine. I can rest tonight. I don't care what goes on tonight. God's going to deal with it tomorrow. Say, set time.
Set time.
You can grow up in your faith to know the timings of God. You can know the timings of God and rest assured and not fear a thing. We're talking about seasons, and it's important when you find out what time, to know what time it is and get the word for the season. Words change. They never grow old. They never grow old, but God focuses on different things at different times. There are times when God just said, like right now, God is saying, I can do much more than that. That's the word of the season. Check out this. Here's some timing things. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 21. And I commanded Joshua when? God's going to have to tell you people about timings. So that you learn not to try to take it. So you take, forget about tomorrow. God's got that taken care of. Forget about yesterday. Amen. Live today. And when you live today, deal with God. Say, God is not dealing with you about yesterday. He's not even talking to you about tomorrow. He says, I got it taken care of. That's all he said concerning tomorrow. Amen. He said, but today we're going to walk. And there's some things that you can expect in your today. Then we talk about what you can expect out of your shepherd. Well, God said you can expect this out of your time and out of your seasons. There are certain things that your season should produce to you, and you should expect to happen in your seasons. Right now, you're in some season. I don't know what season you're in, but you should expect these things to happen in your season so that you can come out. This will work for anybody. And it said, and I commanded Joshua when? At that time, saying, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God have done unto these two things. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whether thou passest. Whether you go, amen, ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God shall fight for you. He'll tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. There's a set time, there's a set word for whatever you're dealing right now in that season. Somebody said, Lord, what is the word for the season? What is the word for the season? Well, Joshua's word in that season, look, I'm going to do this. Don't be afraid. That's all you need to think about at that point. I've got it taken care of. So you need to find out what your word is for that season and overcome. Here's another time for seasons. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 14. And the Lord commanded me when? I don't want God just to tell me things, but I want him to tell me when I need to know it. Somebody say, I need to know. When I need to know. You need to know the word of the season. Don't spend a day without knowing the word. What is God saying this week? What is God saying last month? What is he saying right now? I need to know. That's my delivery. He sent his word and set him free. The Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. You want to go on? Get the word. There's a word for you tonight. There's a word for you to overcome. And here's Josh. Here's another one. And the Lord commanded me at that time. Somebody say, he told me what to do. In every season, God will tell you what to do. Isn't that great? That's all you got to deal with. It's easy. It's real easy. And it might not, you might not be able to figure out, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Amen. Whatever he tells you to do at that time, do it. Whatever he tells you to do at that time, do it. No, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I hear. God knows what time it is. God knows what time it is. I want to be one of those persons always ahead of time when it comes to earthly things, but right on time with God. Right on time. Last season, some other people would have done other things. But no, I knew what the word of the season was. Be an encouragement. So that we're not moved by what we see. That's what that means. That you close your eyes to what's going on around you. And you say, look, this is what time it is for me. I don't care where you're at, but right now, the time for me, this is what God said to do in this season. That's how I handle this season. And in that season, he said, look, teach. Isn't that amazing? For he told, the Lord commanded me at that time. Say, in the timings, there are commandments. Hallelujah. In every time, and there's a commandment. And you follow, you heed that commandment, you heed that word, glory to God, and you'll win. If the commandment is be an encouragement, encourage everybody. Go talk to the flower shop, say, I'm going to be coming in here a lot. I've got some things I got to do this season. That means you're going to be doing it all your life. Somebody say, at that season, I'll be doing it. If you know that that's the season you'd be an encouragement, then you take some Betty Crocker lessons and bake yourself lots of cupcakes and work that season. Somebody say, work it. When you find out which season, your season might not match what's going on the outside. And that's the curse of the world. They don't know what time it is. That's right. The curse of people that are in the world, they don't know what time it is. So they always do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And everybody going with the flow. Everybody's missing it. But we believers can do the right thing at the right time. Imagine all those dummies that got off during Y2K. All the ones that were sowing into this and sowing into that, wrong time, didn't know what time it was. You can tell they didn't hear God. Amen. Missing. They should have, God could have been told them to be sowing, planting, and doing whatever they're going to be doing. They up there stocking up. All that whole season blown. A whole season. I mean, I knew people that checked out for months preparing, then missed it all. God didn't tell them to do that. There was no commandment. That was a fear.
Yes.
What does that mean? Whatever's going to happen during that time, your commandment from the Lord will take care of it. If God's telling you to rejoice forevermore and Y2K comes up, guess what? You know what's going to help you get over in Y2K? Rejoicing evermore. Say, the commandment has got it covered. Hide yourself. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in the secret of his pavilion. Well, the secret of his pavilion is the commandment. Amen. The word that he's giving you during that time, that's where you hide yourself. What does that mean? If your commandment was, like, I had a commandment, and I'm doing it with everything I got. Amen. I'm blinding myself in his commandment. He just told me, sow, give. So I've been given. Go for it. That's where the blessing of God is. That's where the anointing of God is. Don't be afraid of it. And you can't lose. and you can't go too far in it.
Amen.
So he said, teach them the judgment that ye might do them in the land, whether thou go over to possess it. Y'all want another one?
Yes.
And Joshua chapter 5 verse 2. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make. See, Joshua got commandments. See, Joshua stopped during the seasons to hear God, and God told him what he was to do, and he did it. Isn't that neat? Say, there's always a word,
For the season.
Nothing worse than people that miss the word for the season. Nothing worse than people that miss the word for the season. Because there are certain people, you cannot live like right now, I go outside, I don't know what time of year it would be. Who knows what time of year it would be? Season, and in the last days, it's going to get that way. You're going to see all kinds of strange and weird things. Amen? People get most sick during Indian summer. Why? Dummies go out there thinking it's summertime when it's not. Lying illusions. Well, it's the same thing with believers. They get out there and look at what's going on. Everybody else is sick, and that's the season. So everybody gets sick. Everybody else is in strife, so that's the season. According to what everybody else is doing, that's what time it is. No, that's not what time it is. God, you got to find out what time it is by God and by his word. Now, there are several seasons that I want to talk to you about. There is a time of war. Write this down. And I felt the Holy Ghost impress me to tell you these seasons. There is a time of war. Joshua chapter 11 verse 6. Jump there real quick. And the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up all slain before Israel. Don't be afraid of war. There are times of war. But you'll be taken care of. You'll be taken care of. There are times you got to go to fight. But you'll be okay. You can handle it. Another one, Joshua in 7 says, so came Joshua and all of the people of war with him against them by the waters of whatever, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them unto great, and chased them and did all the stuff they had to do with them. Well, when you know what time it is, if you know it's wartime, it's all right to go and fight. There are times you deal with enemies, but you deal with them in biblical ways. Another thing. Joshua chapter 11 verse 4, and it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. It says that in the process of time, there came a time of war. Listen, he wouldn't give you no spiritual armor if you weren't going to go to war sometime. But you fight in the spirit, not in the flesh. Yeah, there is a time of war. There is a time of war. And in time of war, you need to prepare yourself to go to war. Another time. There is a time not to mess with God. And I've seen that. There are people that get familiar with God because God will permit it. During a certain season, he's in his season. But there's a time that you don't want to mess with God. There are people that get all familiar with God. And when you see the familiarity with God, the things of the church and ministers, I mean, when you see that stuff, when people make themselves common, that only goes on for so long. That only goes on for so long. There is a time not to mess with God. Turn to Psalm chapter 19, verse 126. There's a time you can sit on a railroad track. There's a time not to sit on a railroad track. Amen? There's a time to blow dry your hair. Wrong time to blow dry your hair is when you're in the bathtub, right?
Amen.
What does this say? There's a time not to mess with God. Psalm chapter 119, verse 26. It is time for thee, Lord. Somebody say, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void of thy law. There's a season when God cleans house. Uh-oh. Oh, yes. I've seen it time and time again. Everybody remember that teaching we did, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is? That season comes. I mean, that season does come. You check with it yourself, and there's a season. God will set you free. Oh, Judas was walking in that number 12. Amen. But there was a time. Somebody say, there came a time. It's time to deal with that time. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14. Don't you worry about when people are doing things and you got stuff and your adversary. Somebody say, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't be concerned. How many got negative bosses that are bosses over you and wicked among you? Don't be afraid about that stuff. Somebody say, there's a time. There's a time appointed for that. Amen. God's not going to leave you, and there's a time for that. Amen. There's a time. Amen. There's a time when God's going to deal with that. 2 Samuel 24:14. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from morning even to the appointed time. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. There's a time to drink the bitter cup. All this mess you see over Houston, Texas, let me tell you what. People want revival to come, but before revival comes, there's a time when something's got to go down. There's a time for this mess to stop too. Amen. The devil's got his time when God's going to deal with him. But before some things got to cut loose, amen, there's a time for some other stuff to stop. And God will tell you, he'll tell you. Now, we're not putting people in fear. He'll deal with stuff. Then after a while, amen, somebody say, time. Your number comes up. And sometimes that's deliverance on both ways. Certain people struggling with things, and God will tell you, and he'll tell you, try to help you out of that thing and help you out of that thing, then he'll set you free from that thing one way or the other, amen. Amen. Or set people free, the ones that are dealing with you in that thing. Everybody else struggling but you. You know, everybody else struggling because you can't get over, amen. Well, God will set you free. He'll not always strive. People think that's crazy. 50 years, 40 years, amen. You get around the anointing, God will take care of that stuff real quick. Get around the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God's not going to, I mean, you better, when God's dealing with something, you better, I mean, he will set you free. You better heed the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's usually after a great wave when you think everything's going well. God said, well, deal with this, let's get this together. No, God will come, and he'll move in that way. There's a time for that. And you got to know the times. And I can know times when God ain't playing games. Amen. And Brother Rod straightens up. Yes, because I know my God. God doesn't do that. Oh, yes, he does. But you've got to be at the right place at the right time. That's what's so important. In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, it says, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there be an enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jew from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? In every season there's a responsibility. In every season there's a commandment. In every season there's a word. Amen. In every season there's something that God's going to do. God's going to do something in every season. He's going to manifest something and perform something. And you should know what he's going to do in that season. But in every season, there is also a responsibility that you do something. Do you know what you should do in this season? Does that mean you're going to do it forever? No, but in this season right now, this is what I should do. So you know your word, your commandment, you know what God, your promise of what God's going to do, and you also know your responsibility. We put our ears to heaven to find out what that is. Well, you find people that have been doing stuff forever, amen, stuck up. Well, God does do different things. I've been teaching this Sunday school for 15 years, amen. Well, what's your commandment for this season? We've been gathering cans and taking cans to the poor for 18 years. So what is your word for this season? What is your commandment for this season? There are certain things that God called you to carry, and those things are shriveled up and dead and dried, and you're still dragging them around. Amen? Amen. Get your new commandment and your new word. Find out what God wants you to do now. Do you know? Isn't that good? Amen. And you get your feelings hurt because something's changed or something's a little bit different. You know, something's a little bit different. You expect it to be the same. I used to direct choirs, and I'm not directing choirs that much anymore. Seasons change. Nothing's wrong. It's so scary when you see Christians don't know what time it is, and you're judged. Notice that the first scripture we read, Cain brought forth his fruits during the season of fruit, and it was the appointed time. We said that. Well, it's not just talking about money. It says 4:3, in the process of time, Cain brought forth of the fruit of the ground. Well, basically, that means anything you're doing, anything that God commands you, there's a season when you have to bring that forth. There's a season when you have to bring forth what God's told you to do. And you have to present those things. Well, certain people never bring forth in season anything because they don't know where the grace is that God wants them to do at that time, what the word is for that time. Amen. So at the end of every season, you can offer fruit. God might give you somebody. God might give you the ability and the grace, you know, different grace for different things, to love a people group or something, to give you love for young people, and you hanging with those young people. Amen. Woo, I enjoy that. Amen. Why? Because during you come into the kingdom for such a time as that, that at the end of that season, you might bring forth fruit. Don't get mad because the season might change. As long as you bring forth fruit at that season. Do what God told you to do. He's brought you in the kingdom for such a time as this. Be faithful in that thing. And at the end of that season, you'll bring forth fruit. Amen. Yield forth fruit in her season. Okay, last but not least. Aren't y'all glad about learning about seasons?
Amen.
Now listen. There is also a time of trouble. Look at somebody and say, there is a time of trouble.
There is a time of trouble.
How many of you know that there are times? How many have had times of trouble? Oh, yes. Aren't you glad? Some people think they're crazy because people think trouble doesn't. There are times of trouble. There are times of trouble. Okay? And you got to discern when you're in trouble and what season it is. And I want to encourage you when you're in times of trouble. And when you're mature, you got to be careful. Amen. Because you start to live in multi dimensions and start to experience several seasons at once. We're going to get to that point, believers. We're going to get to that point, believers. I mean, we are literally, I mean, some of people call and say, how are you doing? I said, boy, I don't know. Things are so great on this end and so messed up on that end. But it's so good here, I don't have to think about that other stuff. And you got to realize, somebody say, that there's always something going on. And when you grow in God, you can plant in every season, then you can reap in every season.
That's right.
I can't even feel troubled times. Why? It's because we can produce in every season. Do you understand what I'm talking about in that?
Yes.
This last 3 months or 4 months, I mean, this should have been a very troubled time. We've been so blessed. Amen. I mean, we've been so blessed in it. We haven't had time. We've been enjoying the blessings of God and all the things of God. We haven't had time to think about the trouble. The trouble has an appointed time to end. We just didn't spend our time wasting time thinking about it. By the time we think about it, it'll be over. Amen. So we just won't think about it. This is what you can do in time of trouble. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He shall set me up. He shall set me in the secret place of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me upon a rock. Psalm chapter 27, verse 5. God will give you a rock during that time. You can be in a troubled time. It doesn't matter. As long as you're on a rock, it's all right.
Amen.
Make sure you're in a troubled time. But while you're in that troubled time, you're on a rock. How do you find out whether you're on a rock? What's coming out of your mouth? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Don't be afraid of troubled times. You'll stand. Amen. You'll outstand the devil. You'll outlast that sucker. And we say that's how you call it. Be outstanding. Become outstanding. Outstand the devil. He's got a time to manifest. He has to give up. He'll get tired and give up. He can't renew his strength. He can't renew his strength. I don't care what you're going through. There's an appointed time and you'll be out. It's like that. God says, do it. Amen. God gives it, gives him. He only does what God allows to happen. And there's just a little stop clock on it. It's just a little ticking clock. He had a ticking clock on the earth. There's a ticking clock on the earth. It's not one of those clocks you plug into the wall. It's like one of those cake making things. It's going to ring. It's going to go bing, time up. It's going to go bing, time up. And all you got to do is be standing there. Amen.
Amen.
He said, okay, now that the bells and rung, pay up. Somebody asked you, how you got that car? How'd you get that house? Say, prize money. Amen. It's prize money. I had a battle and won. Amen. I defeated the giant and took his spoil. It's just prize money. You think Mike Tyson's the only one that get paid for winning the battle? Amen. Glory to God. You get rewarded. Prize money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many are in battle? How many are in battle? Stand. Stand strong. Stand courageous. Just wait it out. You win. You win. Because you're a tag team match. It's a tag team thing when you're battling. You just stand in there. Amen. It might get hard sometimes. Oh, you just stand there and deal with it for a while. Then all of a sudden, you just do that tag team. Reach out and tag your other partner. Battle will be over. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 37, verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in evil times. Say, I got a promise. That when I do what God wants me to do and become what God, in troubled times and evil times will come, God will cover you so you'll never be ashamed. They don't have to know what you're going through. Amen. Say, don't let them see you sweat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You mean what I'm trying to do is not doing them out? No, I shall not be ashamed. Glory to God. You should have your hair looking all crazy. Amen. You should be looking all crazy and destitute and worn out. No, I shall not be ashamed. Somebody say, not be ashamed. See, the devil and people that are working for the devil love to see you worn out and defeated. Amen. But if you figure out that in troubled time you won't be ashamed, God will hook you up just in about the time. And because your enemies love to gloat over you when stuff going wrong. See, I told you. But see, if you learn to stand on this promise while you're in troubled time, he'll hook you up. He'll hook you up. You wonder why somebody's giving you a pair of shoes to wear and you don't know why. Why? Because he's not going to let you be ashamed. Somebody say glory to God in troubled time. Amen. How did they get that? It's troubled time. I shall not be ashamed. He'll even cover you in troubled times. He'll have other people take care of you and provide for you when you can't provide for yourself. So you won't be embarrassed about it. Somebody say, even in troubled time, I shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. He don't even get the joy of getting to watch you suffer. He don't even know what's happening unless you tell him.
Amen.
Devil doesn't even know what's going on unless you tell him. God will cover that thing so much you shall not be ashamed. Isn't that amazing?
Glory.
He'll put a wave of Holy Ghost joy on you when you're supposed to be losing your mind. You shall not be ashamed. During that rough time, y'all were laughing and giggling and running and acting crazy. It's hard to look to shame when you're laughing. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He'll occupy your time with something else so you're not going to be ashamed. It says this, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as fat as lamb. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. Last one, Psalm 37:39. But the Lord of the righteous, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. Somebody say strength. In trouble. Say, when I'm in trouble, I still got strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I'm in trouble, I still got strength. You're going to get to the point you don't know what time you're in trouble. Amen. You got to think, well, what's going on here? I don't feel weak. Am I in trouble? Amen. Last but not least, Job chapter 14:14. If a man die, he shall live again.
Amen.
All the days of mine appointed time. Somebody say, will I wait? Say, I'll wait till my change comes. Say, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Look at somebody says, it's coming. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm prophesying by the power of the Holy Ghost. Your change is coming, glory to God. It's coming. You got something good coming. Something's fixing to happen. Something good's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to come. Your change is going to come. There's a time. It's time. Somebody say, it's time. Time keeps rolling, amen. And as it rolls on, your change comes closer, amen. Your change is coming. God's going to change it all, hallelujah.
Amen.
Give him some time. If you wait, just wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't give up. Don't quit. Glory to God. Your change is coming.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.